This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
You know, we are champions under construction. We have been talking about that. But ever since reading this Tommy Hicks vision, now, let me tell you something about this Tommy Hicks vision for people who didn't know, because when I asked last time who hadn't heard it, it was pretty amazing at the number of that raised their hands. And but I know growing up, being around mom and who mom was around. So a lot of times we were around, you know, Oral Roberts or you know, Brother Hagin or whoever, and they all kept that. They had it with them. Every one of them had it with them. And Charles, all of them had it with them. I mean, they kept it, and when the Holy Spirit would stir on them, they'd pull it out. How many know what I'm talking about? And they would preach, and there it was. They had it. It's just the way it was. And then now we just kind of, whatever, for whatever reason. I read it last week. Maybe there's somehow, Christy, we can get it to people. I think it's on Mom's website. I think it's on Mom's website. So if you want to go on billybrim.org, you can get it and download it. But it's amazing. And so when I read it, it messed me up again, because God gave me a revelation of the anointing, which in his, it's the Lord showing the Lord Jesus coming and pointing, and a liquid light would come down. And he said that was the anointing that, you know, he said that I'm going to pour my spirit upon the earth. That was the anointing. And so I read it and studied and meditated and then put it together. The Lord said, you know, tied it with mine. And so I'm just messed up in a really good way. Okay, are y'all with me? So I have got 5 to 6 different things that I'm going out of, and God's going to help me. Amen? The Holy Spirit. And there is an area that the Lord has shown me that, now this is not a mean way to say it. It's a very positive way to say it. We need to adjust in for this anointing for us to be able to, when he does, that we go forth full go. And so there's an area we need to get better. The whole church needs to get better in adjusting. I need to get better in adjusting, and I'm telling you that. So last week we talked about and read the Tommy Hicks, and we'll read a little bit out of it, but make sure you get the whole thing if you can. And what is the liquid light? So I want to reread, if you don't mind. Are y'all okay? We're going a lot of places today, but it's going to be good. Don't go to sleep. All right, so I'm going to talk about the liquid light that he talked about. He had this vision 3 different times, and it was exactly the same time every time he had it. And from the cloud suddenly there came great drops of liquid light raining down upon the mighty giant. The giant was, he found out later, was all these people, and it was the church. And the church had to wake up in the last days before Jesus comes. That mighty sleeping giant is going to awake. Amen. That's us. Say, that's me. That liquid light, that's the anointing, raining down upon the mighty giant, and slowly, slowly this giant began to melt, began to sink as it were into the very earth itself. And as he melted, his whole form seemed to have melted upon the face of the earth, and this great rain began to come down. Liquid drops of light, as it were, begin to flood the very earth itself. And as I watched this giant that seemed to melt, suddenly it became millions of people over the face of the earth. As I beheld the sight before me, people stood up all over the world. When this giant was awakening, when the church started awakening, they lifted their hands in praise. You guys should be excited, because you've been here and you know what the Lord has been telling us. Raise your praise. That's when the church is going to arise and awaken. Amen. At that very moment, there came a great thunder that seemed to roar from the heavens. I turned my eyes towards the heavens, and suddenly I saw a figure in white, glistening white, the most glorious thing I'd ever seen in all my life. I did not see the face, but somehow I knew it was Jesus. And as he stretched forth his hand, as he did, he would stretch forth his hand upon the peoples of the nations of the world, men and women, as he pointed towards them. This anointing, this liquid light would come from him into them, and they would begin to go forth in the name of the Lord and do exactly as the Lord did. So when Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he's anointed me, Jesus was also saying, God pointed his finger at me. God anointed me to do this. Are y'all with me? So every time Jesus preached, that's what he said. The Spirit of the Lord, the anointing is on me. He pointed his finger at me. And so, glory to God. Another part I want to read. As I watched from the very heaven itself, there were times when great beams of this liquid light seemed to fall upon great congregations. And that congregation would lift up their hands and seemingly praise God for hours and even days as the Spirit of the Lord was upon them. And God said, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. And this is exactly the thing that God was doing. And to every man and every woman that received this power and the anointing of God, miracles of God would happen, and there was no ending to it. And then again, as these people were going about the face of the earth, a great persecution seemed to come from every end of the earth. How I found out about it, now we're going to tie these together. How I was shown this revelation of this mighty anointing, not by a liquid light, but it's the same thing. But I knew that in the last days, in the powerful days, that God is going to pour out this Spirit upon the whole earth, and this anointing, and how powerful it is. And how it came about was, I was driving to the airport, going to a meeting. I traveled full-time at that time. And I'm driving to the airport. I can tell you exactly where I was. And the Lord says, I want you in. I mean, just like, I don't know if the radio was on or not. But he said, I want you to help ORU, Oral Roberts University. And I'm like, that was random. Oh, and I said, Lord, I'll do whatever you want me to do, but you're going to have to do it. I didn't know Oral or Richard. I didn't have any contacts whatsoever with Oral Roberts University. And he tells me. So I go do the meeting. I get back from the meeting for like 4 days. I come back and I get a phone call, and it's Richard Roberts. I've never talked to Richard Roberts. I'd never even really shook hands or met Richard Roberts. And Richard Roberts says, the Lord told me that you're supposed to come help us. Now, if you don't think that's God, I don't know if you've ever had any of these, but if you have one of these, trust me. I love living this way. Amen? And I said, Richard, he's already told me. And he said, really? Okay, good. I figured he did. And Richard goes, do you know why? And I said, no. Do you know what title? No, I don't either. He said, huh. Well, we'll figure something out. So we put a title on it, and we put the title of advising spiritual athletes. So I was going to become the spiritual advisor or coach of every athlete at Oral Roberts University. So there was over 200 and something, and all over the coaches, and so I met with them and I coached them spiritually. So that's what him and I titled it, but God had a different plan, but it was to get in there. So God gives me during that time, which we're going to get to, and I'm not going to even hardly touch into it, but I'm, because the Lord wants to talk about something today, but we're going to get into it a little bit. And during that time, God gives me this revelation of this liquid light, this thing that he's going to do, pour out at the end time right before Jesus comes. And this sleeping giant of the church is awakening, and that's what's happening as we speak. Praise God. Glory to God. Are you excited? and I had never put it together. So, and the Lord said to me, he said, this anointing is not just for the fivefold ministry. It is for my whole body. He said, I don't just need the fivefold ministry anointed, because that anointing is the power. That's the power that the church is going to operate on a level the world is not familiar with. He said, I need it for athletes. Of course, I was spiritually coaching 240 athletes. I want it for businessmen and women. I want it for husbands and housewives and students and teachers and everyone. He said, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. I need insurance salesmen. I need whatever it may be, but the anointing of God on them, in them, and that power connected, that's what's going to change the earth in the last days. That's what's going to turn people from darkness to the light. This is a very exciting time. And so when you read about this, oh my God, Tommy Hicks' vision, oh Lord. So the Lord said, it's that same anointing, that same liquid light that I anointed and pointed at Jesus and anointed him with. It was the same one. He was, what, 33 years old or whatever when he began? Nothing happened. 30, sorry. Nothing happened. Not one miracle. Not one anything until he was pointed at and the anointing. And now that's what's happening to us right now. It's time. And how do we know this? Because the Lord said, because of Acts 10:38, and he said, that's the biblical definition. Go ahead and put that up. That's the biblical. There's definitions of the anointing. You can get into it with Greek scholars, and they'll say Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. But this is the biblical. That's how he said it to me. He said, I called mom, and I said, Mom, is there such thing as a biblical definition? Not a Greek, not a Hebrew, a biblical. She said, absolutely. So, praise God. God has given us the biblical definition of what that liquid light is. How God, who? Everybody say who? Who? Say who? Now say God. Okay, so God did what? Okay, stop. God anointed. God anointed. God anointed who? Hello? Did Jesus need to be anointed? Or God wouldn't have done it. He's not called Jesus Christ. He's not anointed yet. Christ is the anointed one in his anointing. That's what it means in the Greek. So God does what? Boom. Whew. Jesus of Nazareth, that liquid light comes down from God's finger, or however you want to say it or see it. And he anointed Jesus of Nazareth with what? The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, and with power. They go together.
Join Dr. Billy Brim and the Worldwide Prayers every Wednesday at noon Central for a time of Spirit-led prayer.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we have the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.